Proclamation number 0411 of 11th of May, 1938. Activity in the afterlife. Participation in the teachings. Its value. It will not remain hidden to you that also in the hereafter a still so small willpower is able to develop favorably in the spiritual. It is a regulated activity for the service of still ignorant beings, a permanent school of the spirit. There too, as on earth, like-minded souls unite and exercise their activity mostly in a community, because a mutual stimulation for these souls is a need and again also stimulates the souls to utmost activity. The free will is also here alone decisive. Then nobody can find himself in a predicament. Everything that is done in the hereafter is the completely free will of the individual. Each soul holds an office, a place, where it fulfills its obligations and is always anxious to carry out more than is demanded of it. Provided that this soul has already received the grace of enlightenment, that it has recognized which work awaits it in the hereafter, and that it can only reach a higher state through such activity in love for the other. Nothing is then too heavy or too laborious for such a soul. Without rest, it remains busy and active for the great work in eternity, to save the lost or ignorant souls from need and distress. If now such a connection is established as this your present, then the spirit being concerned about lower creatures, brings an extraordinary ability to undertake this work of redemption. Such beings, who enjoy this teaching together with you, can indeed constantly look after an immense number of souls in need of help and lovingly impart to them the teachings and wisdom they've enjoyed. And the strength will never diminish, because they may constantly draw from this source of grace, which opens up to you on earth as well as to the beings in the hereafter, an area that is inexhaustible, because the wisdom of God cannot find an end, as everything that is of God cannot be completed forever. The highest gift to a human on earth is the personal instruction by the highest messengers of God and the love of the Lord Himself. To whom this is granted, he cannot praise himself sufficiently happy because his earthly power is not by far sufficient to receive such teachings and wisdom, unless the power of God expresses itself so visibly and wants to consider the willing child with the gift to receive and write down the thoughts of the spirit beings. It is a work from the heavens. It is an obvious sign of the Lord's exceedingly great love for his children on earth. It is still much more making oneself feel the loving heart turned to him, so that it may hear the voice of the Lord and now be graciously blessed. The school of life is built on divine wisdom. He to whom this school now brings or has brought the desired success, will henceforth be fed directly from heaven with further teachings, and his teacher will be the Savior himself, who again blesses the earth through such love and wants to save it from destruction when they only accept what is lovingly offered to them from above. Amen.